Okotoks is certainly not the most ethnically diverse place around, but it's always prided itself on being a friendly, welcoming town. Most people you ask would likely say it lives up to such billing, so it was a bit surprising to learn that a survey conducted by Welcoming Okotoks found that although newcomers love living here, they don't necessarily feel a sense of belonging or a connection to their new hometown. This disconnect could be caused by any number of reasons, none of which are sinister in nature, but it demonstrates that more needs to be done to ensure everyone feels at home in Okotoks and surrounding areas. The most recent census showed that 7 out of 10 Okotokians are at least third-generation Canadians, while 91% of local residents list English as their mother tongue, numbers that suggest there are fewer newcomers in these parts than is the case elsewhere. It stands to reason that with a smaller percentage of newcomers, the breadth of services won't be as great, particularly compared to much more diverse big cities, and there will be fewer people with shared experiences. However, as more and more newcomers find their way to the suburbs, this situation will change, and it will be incumbent upon all of us to make sure these new residents feel they are a part of the community. The fact the town of Okotoks and Foothills Community Immigrant Services have partnered to create the Welcoming Okotoks project is a positive step in that regard. Community building is integral to the process, and more of that will take place next Tuesday evening when Welcoming Okotoks hosts its first public event, a family-friendly gathering at the Foothills Centennial Center that recognizes the importance of racial diversity, acceptance and tolerance. Newcomers should feel welcome here, and it shouldn't only be left up to the powers that be to ensure that happens. Everyone has a role to play in rolling out the welcome mat.